Happy Wednesday! It's Wednesday, March the 17th, 2021, and today's daily Bible readings are coming to us from Psalm 107, 1 through 16, Isaiah 60, 15 through 22, and John 8, 12 through 20, and I'm going to look at John. It's interesting, just a word on the Revised Common Lectionary and the daily Bible readings that are tied to it. The Revised Common Lectionary is, like I've said before, a three-year cycle of readings. And so you have A, B, and C. Right now we're in year B, and A, B, and C each focus on one of the, what we call the synoptic gospels, right? They are, they kind of synthesize together, right? They are very much closely tied to one another, Mark, Luke, and Matthew. So A tends to be gospel readings from Matthew that you'll hear on a Sunday morning, and year B tends to be from Mark, and then year C tends to be from Luke. But then what about John? Well, John gets interspersed throughout those 3 years and shows up quite a bit in the daily Bible readings. And so that's why usually when John shows up, I try to look at John, because more often than not, the daily Bible readings don't put in a gospel reading. They tend to look at one of the epistles from the New Testament. So you're getting John today. Anyway, so I'm going to look at John 8, 12 through 20, and I'm going to talk about treasures in heaven. And no, this is not the text where Jesus says store up treasures in heaven. He's having this conversation with the Pharisees yet again. And once again, the Pharisees seem to be having a hard time figuring out what Jesus is saying to them and who he really is. But the problem isn't on Jesus' end, and John is going out of his way to make sure that we understand that. And Jesus is patiently explaining to them, saying, this isn't a problem with me. This isn't a problem with me knowing who I am and what I'm about. This is really a problem with you not getting it. So the problem isn't on Jesus' end, it's on theirs. He knows who he is, and he knows what he is about. But for some reason, they just can't see it. Their ability to know, to understand Jesus and who he is and how he fits into God's plan is clouded. And because of that, they can't really know him. And because they can't really know him, they tragically can't know his father. And he tells them that. And he says, you know, if you knew who I was, you would know who my father is. Because they ask him, they're like, well, where's your dad? They just don't get it. So the interesting thing, though, is that all of this happens in the treasury. You know, it's sad because they can't know him, or because they won't know him, or won't allow themselves, or just won't allow themselves to see, or can't get out from under whatever it is that's clouding them. They can't know him, and they can't know his father, and so they have this priceless gift in their midst, but they can't recognize its value. So it's no accident that this conversation, we're told, happens in the temple treasury. That's the place where all the alms were stored, all the gifts that were made to the temple were stored. And so they're having this conversation in the midst of this immense wealth. It's like they are surrounded by all these things that they thought were really so terribly important, including the temple itself. But they can't recognize the true treasure of Israel that's right there in their midst. The sad thing is, or not sad thing, but the interesting thing is that it's not very long from this point before they really lose all that, too. The temple is destroyed in 70 AD, and so they don't even have that anymore. And so it's foreshadowing, if you want to say that. But, you know, it's a problem we all have. It's not just the Pharisees. We like to pick on them. We like to go, silly Pharisees. But in reality, we all have these things that cloud our ability to see Jesus and to see who he really is and to really know him and to really know his father and let his father become our father. And it's because of all these things that we think have so much value and so much worth, and we're never really willing to sit down in our treasury and really let Jesus speak to us. So anyway, that's the DBR for today. Go out, have a good day, and we'll be back tomorrow. Boop.